Okay, shall we start? Sorry for the small delay. I thought I would give you a demo. What I was actually about to talk about was on Windows. Unfortunately, I managed to lock myself out of BitLocker. That plan exploded. But this is absolutely on topic because the talk is about lockdown, encryption, security. Sometimes it's a bit too secure, so you can't access even your legitimate data anymore. Anyway, so one slide about me. Just anybody who might not know me, my name is Thorsten Behrens. I work for CIB. We do consulting around LibreOffice. We also do LTS versions and lots of other cool things. I'm with the project since many years. I'm also active in the Document Foundation board, etc. And beyond that, I'm out there and advocating for open source and open standards. Right, so credits. This is mostly not my work. So I'd like to highlight the people who did the actual work, my colleagues, Vasily, Sash, and Samuel. The work itself I will talk about here mostly is an example that it was a customer project. There was a very large bank that wanted to use LibreOffice, which is a great thing. The problem is that banking regulations all over the world are sometimes rather strict. And one of the challenges that this bank was facing was the fact that they couldn't let their users arbitrarily access documents. So they needed to put controls under what people could do with Office documents. For example, not let them print or copy that, or even take screenshots from it. You might know that from PDF. It's for PDF. It's a suggestion, so readers can obviously ignore that. There's other software where there's like rights management system, where there's more of a lockdown here. And in this particular case, there is some from Microsoft Office. There's a solution called Microsoft RMS, rights management solution. That is pretty effective in locking down what users can do with their documents. And that's actually, there was a requirement, one of the entry requirements for that customer to even be able to employ software on their client machines. So we went and thought about that and looked a bit into the technology there and figured out it's actually possible to do that with LibreOffice. So we went ahead. And it's actually right now, so there's a branch where it's implemented. There's a number of patches waiting for integration into the upcoming LibreOffice 7.0. We didn't quite manage 6.4 for that because it was rather involved and lots of API changes and code changes there, so we didn't want to risk that. Right, so that's for the outset.